Good evening. This is Melvin Thornhill.
And this is Robin Thornhill.
Welcome to Destiny New Image Ministries podcast. Hi, and welcome. This is Melvin, and this is podcast number 41. Tonight's topic is entitled, In the Waiting, When You Think God is Silent. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for just another opportunity of being able to come and surround ourselves around your word. Father, we ask that you would be with us tonight. Give us understanding and clarity concerning the time that we have to understand to wait on you. Help us to understand what it means when you are silent, when we cannot hear your voice or distinguish your presence with us. Father, give us grace tonight. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. What do you do when God is silent? When God is silent, how do you perform or how do you act? I'm going to talk about three things tonight to help answer this question. Number one, the promise. Number two, the process. And number three, the possession. First, let's begin by reading a story in Luke 8, 22 through 25. This will be our basis for our topic this evening. The Bible says, Now it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples and said unto them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they obeyed Jesus' word and launched forth. But as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep down in the bottom of the ship. And a great storm arose and came upon the lake, and the water filled the ship, and their lives were in jeopardy. They ran to Jesus and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Jesus arose and rebuked the storm, and calmness came upon the sea. And let's settle this right up front. Let's walk through this process and see exactly what's going on. First of all, Jesus, at the end of his speaking to them, he asked them a question. He said, Where is your faith? So I want to settle this right up front before we begin. The walk with God is a faith walk. It is a faith walk. It's not about sight. It's not about what you understand. It's about having faith in God's word alone as your final authority. The Bible says in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, But without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what is faith? Faith, in its simplest terms, is acting like God told you the truth. Faith is acting on what you believe. This brings us to our lesson tonight. What to do when God is silent? Very briefly, let me highlight my three points this evening from this passage of scripture. Number one, the promise. The Bible says all the promises of God are yes and amen. God spoke his word to the disciples and told them, we are going to the other side. After that, Jesus went down into the bottom of the ship and went to sleep. Silence is the first thing you see. Once God gives you a promise that you place your faith in, there is silence. God no longer has communication, it seems to be, because he wants you to rely on his word alone, without evidence, without sense evidence, without proof, because that's what faith is all about. Number two that you will encounter along the way is the process. The process in this particular scripture, it makes reference to the storm. The storm arose out of nowhere. And let me just rest your mind at this time. Whenever you have a resolve to follow God, there will always be a challenge to confront you. Whether it's the enemy, whether it's circumstances or situations that will come upon you to challenge your position to the promise that you have that God has given you. So keep that in mind, my friend, that there will always be a challenge. And I just want to stop and pause right here just for a moment, because there's other scriptures that can support this concept about the storm and the challenges that come. Because the Bible says, the sower sows the word. And when the word is sown, the enemy comes immediately to take that word out of your heart that God has sown in your heart. So whenever you trust God for anything, the devil will immediately come to challenge your resolve to put your faith in God. But my friend, you have to remain steadfast in your faith, because ultimately your faith will bring you to number three, which is the possession. The possession that God has promised you. Now, I'm not going to continue on completely with this lesson tonight because it would take a lot of time. But let me just leave one thing with you. There are three particular characters that we can draw information from in the Bible that had similar situations that will give you encouragement and comfort during your time of challenges when you're trusting the promises of God. Number one, I want to share just briefly about Abraham. God gave Abraham a promise at the age of 75. He said that he would be a great nation if he would leave his homeland and follow him. Abraham followed God, and eventually he had a son, and God made him a great nation, but it took time. He had to go through a process to get to the possession. Now, number two, David, when we think about David was called to be, or anointed to be, king of Israel at the age of 16. But David did not ascend to the throne until he was 30. David had a promise, but he did not receive the possession until later on in life. But he had to remain faithful and steadfast with the promise that God had given him. And the other character, the last character that I want to share with you, is Joseph. Joseph had a promise from God. And that promise, at the age of 16, he shared with his brothers. His brothers sold him into slavery. And for the next 15 years, Joseph was in slavery. He was charged with raping Potiphar's wife. And he went through many things that were challenges and trials. But what I want to get from this lesson tonight and give to you is, when God is silent, he is also working behind the scenes. He is doing things and perfecting things in your life. Even with the disciples in their situation, what was going on, Jesus was working behind the scenes. He only had 3 years to train disciples, his disciples, to walk by faith and not by sight. And each lesson that Jesus presented to them was a teaching lesson to help them to develop their faith in God, to make sure that when he left here, that they would have a solid foundation of trust in God. So tonight, my friends, as I leave you, I want you to understand that when God is silent, things are going on behind the scenes. There are things that we do not understand that God is training and developing us in our faith walk with him. Sometimes things may be difficult. Sometimes things may be hard. Sometimes things are things that we do not understand, and situations that cause heartache and pain and suffering. But nevertheless, God is working behind the scenes even when he's silent. So tonight I want to close out with a prayer. Father, we thank you once again for just another opportunity to receive your word and to understand that you are with us, even when you're silent. We thank you, Father, for being gracious and kind and giving us insight of how to walk with you and how to be faithful and to trust you, even when things aren't going the way that we think they should go. We still place our trust in you, and we thank you because we know that you are sovereign and everything is working out perfectly for our good. So we thank you tonight, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
We can't end the podcast tonight without giving those of you who do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior an opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Father as truly Abba Father. So Melvin will lead you at this point in a word of prayer.
Just share with you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please simply pray the following prayer in faith, and Jesus will be your Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am saved. You also said in your word, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. In Luke 11:13, I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. In Jesus' name, amen. Your destiny.